Algeria's Bouteflika steps down, and cookies and oatmeal aren't always what you think. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Wednesday, April 3rd. Algeria's longtime president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, has stepped down. He resigned on Tuesday with immediate effect. It came just hours after the head of the military called for him to go for the second time in just over a week. However, it's unclear whether Bouteflika's ouster will quell weeks of opposition protests. Many Algerians want a fresh government, not just a new face of power. Venezuela's Constituent Assembly has stripped opposition leader Juan Guaido of his immunity from prosecution. President Nicolas Maduro set up the Constituent Assembly after he lost control of the National Assembly. Guaido is head of the opposition-controlled National Assembly. Turkey's election body is recounting votes in 8 of Istanbul's 39 districts after Sunday's local elections. In the race for mayor of Turkey's biggest city, the CHP's Ekrem İmamoğlu had a narrow lead over the AK Party's Binali Yıldırım ahead of the recount. Nationwide, the governing AK Party and its MHP coalition ally defeated the opposition alliance by about 52-38%. Australia's Senate has censured a far-right lawmaker for his comments blaming immigration for the terrorist attack on two mosques in New Zealand. Senator Fraser Anning was also egged by an irate teenager whom Anning then slapped in the face. 50 people died in the March 15th assault in the New Zealand city of Christchurch. And finally, customs officials in the Philippines probably thought it was snack time. Gift wrapped boxes of cookies and oatmeal flown all the way from Poland. Except it wasn't cookies and oatmeal. It was 757 live tarantulas. A man tried to claim them, saying they were collectible items. He's been arrested. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.